Hey, 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 welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show. My name is Oliver Sean, and you're tuned in to our episode 2 of our brand new season. This is season 6. Today we've got 4 amazing artists that we're featuring. These are the top 4 acts that were headliners of the WOA International Music Festival, the 7th annual festival and tour across Goa and Dubai. So you're going to hear Laura Ainsworth all the way from Texas with her brand new jazz song. You're going to hear Nagma from Costa Rica with their super cool Spanish rock song. You're going to also hear Charu Puri from Canada, who's a debutante blues artist who we're launching this year. And of course, you're going to hear one of my songs, because I was also part of the tour. I was part of the headlining acts. You're going to hear a song called Just Wanna Be Me that we never released as a single from the So Good album. But the Rolling Stone magazine and various other publications and websites called this song one of my most engaging songs. We didn't really release it as a single, but we made a new music video for it, which is kind of like a lyric video, which is all the rage right now for indie artists. Check out that video if you get the chance on youtube.com/Oliver Sean. So the 4 songs from the 4 headlining acts of the 7th annual WOA festival coming up in a minute. Well, during this, we've got the surprise guest joining us in the studio. Well, it's not a surprise, because the artist joining us is Cecilia G from London. She's an Italian artist who lives in London and performs across the UK. We featured her song on our first episode of this season last week, and she's going to be in the studio with me. You're going to get to know more about Cecilia G, who might be joining us on the WOA International Music Festival next year. So aside from that, a small bit of news. I've started off with my stripped down 2015 summer tour. The dates are out now, so if you get a chance, go to OliverSean.com and check out those dates, where I'm going to be joining Nagma for performances in Costa Rica. Also, I might be joining Laura Ainsworth in Texas. I'm releasing a new single called New York in New York City at the legendary Café Bar. Great venues in Portugal, festivals in the UK. This is all part of the Stripped Down 2015 summer tour. And before I go, before Cecilia joins me on the show and you hear these great songs, the reason we're featuring these 3 songs, these 3 new songs by Laura Ainsworth, Nagma and Charu Puri, is because their brand new music videos have just been completed. The videos are ready and just waiting to be launched. So these are the songs that the videos have been made for, and these music videos were filmed in Goa during the tour. So these videos are going to be launched in a couple of months on all major channels, and of course the brand new season of the WOA TV show. Some great stuff coming up. Oliver Sean signing out. Enjoy the show.
Thinking about things you said to me, thinking about times that let you turn me and make me feel like I'm losing myself to reality, and I'm letting you turn me what you want me to be. But I wanna be your father figure. Oh, I don't wanna be your mother. Oh, I don't wanna be the one that saves you. I just wanna be. Sitting on the highway 17, and all I can see are the lights are changing red to green, and finally the time is here for me. But I don't wanna be your father's figure, and I don't wanna be your mother. No, I don't wanna be the one that saves you. I just wanna be.
Flying away.
mother, and I don't wanna be the one that saves you. Just wanna be. No, I wanna be your father figure. No, I wanna be your mother. No, I don't wanna be the one that saves you. I just wanna be.
Olvidarme atrapa tu recuerdo. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we said we're going to get you a fantastic artist on the show today. We've got Cecilia G in the house. Hey, Cecilia.
Hello, everybody. Hello, it's lovely to be here.
So, Cecilia, before we ask you all our serious questions, why don't you tell everybody about who Cecilia G is and your music? Tell us everything.
Okay, well, I'm a singer-songwriter from Italy. I've been living in London since 2008. I started out as a jazz singer, so I trained in jazz, and then I had the chance to work on some original songs, and I never thought I would be a songwriter, but then I started writing songs and they were quite fun. It went well, people got interested, and that led to just more writing and writing and writing. So, and then I just put up a band because I wanted to, you know, to sound bigger, and then it's really gone from there.
Great. So are you still doing jazz, or have you moved on to different genres?
I still sing a bit of jazz in London, but it's more standards. So, you know, it's what you would imagine, you know, a wonderful guitarist or pianist and you singing jazz songs. And I still do it because I love that repertoire. I really, really like it. But I'm kind of working on my own stuff more, I would say.
Okay. And what is your own stuff? What kind of genre would you put that into?
Well, I would say, as a big genre, I would say pop.
Okay.
But I think because of my background in jazz and the fact that I love blues, I think there's a lot of influences of jazz and blues in the songs. And then what I try and do is play with genres. So the idea is that all the songs, because I've got an acting background, they became kind of little stories. And so whichever rhythm or genre tells the story better, I'm gonna use it. So, for example, I'm writing some new songs, and for some reason, there's a punk chorus, and I
wow.
can't figure out why.
Okay.
I'm really not into punk, but it sounds great.
Wow.
So, and it's kind of done in my own way, so that makes it exciting.
Well, I can't wait to hear that punk song. You know, that might be really cool.
Release the song. I can't wait. Yeah.
You know, we just did a tour. You know, the 7th annual WOA International Music Festival and tour. I don't know if you've heard about it, but
yes, I saw some stuff on the internet.
Great, because we had a jazz artist who joined us, and she doesn't just do jazz. She does a lot of other things, and she was in Goa and in Dubai, and people really liked her stuff. And we're hoping we can get you onto our festival next year.
That would be fantastic.
It would
don't
be.
Say it twice.
Well, I'm just really intrigued about your punk song. You know?
It's just a chorus. I don't want to deceive you. It's
okay.
A chorus.
Yeah, but still. So you do a lot of shows in London? I mean, do you do a lot of gigs around?
Yes, I do. I'm doing more and more, and now I have kind of a new band because of the songs. I wanted to have a richer sound, so there's 6 of us.
Wow.
And it's going really well. You know, people have a good time, which is what we want. They have fun. They're surprised because it sounds a bit different from usual, you know, pop stuff. And we have a great time. So we're gigging on Sunday again.
Okay.
Next week, yeah.
Great. So what kind of venues are you doing in London?
A great thing is that we've been playing every month at the Troubadour. I don't know if you know it.
I headlined the Troubadour.
Wow. Well, I love the place. I love it. I love because, you know, the atmosphere, and it's such a great venue.
It
and
is.
It's great that you have such a varied audience. And we've been playing there every month.
you try hard to be good and do the things you should, you give up everything that you enjoy. But if you slip a bit and your heart says this is it, that's a necessary evil, my boy. All your friends say you're a fool and you won't break any rules with all the saintly virtues you employ. But if the slightest fling makes your soul begin to sing, that's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometimes has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape, then sometime away to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. And when you feel inclined, it'll help to keep in mind that's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometime has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape, then sometime away to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. And when you feel inclined, it'll help to keep in mind that's a necessary evil, my boy. His eye on a lovely shape, then sometime away to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. A man has got to live, even steal is made to give. That's a necessary evil. A necessary evil, my boy.
All right, so Zila, so now we've got like a rapid fire question, okay? So are you ready for that? Okay, great. So when did you first start singing? When?
I think I was 16, 15. Well, actually, no. My mom used to listen to a lot of music, so when I was a kid.
Okay, so kid would be 8 years old or 10?
Let's say 8.
Okay, 8. There we go. And did your family encourage you in your music career?
Yes, very much. They've always been very supportive.
Fantastic. And who else in your family sings or plays an instrument?
Nobody, but my brother is very good at impressions, and my dad has a really nice voice, so maybe... And my mom studied a bit of guitar when she was young.
Cool. So, ever considered a family band?
No, we should.
I'm thinking your brother doing impressions, you singing, it'd be fantastic.
You can see a whole package there.
Okay, who are your musical inspirations?
There's so many. I'm a huge fan of Tom Waits. Okay. I just love his voice. And all right. His ideas, I think they're so funny and smart. I loved big voices like the jazz. Dinah Washington is probably one of my favorite singers ever. She did a lot of amazing jazz stuff. Nowadays, instinctively, I really enjoyed the Baby Shambles' last album. I'm not a Pete Doherty kind of person, but I just think that album is amazing because it's very playful, so I really, really enjoyed it. But cool. There would be thousands more.
Okay, so I see a trend of you liking funny stuff and, you know, funny ideas and playful ideas. Is that
yes,
also
exactly.
relevant in your music?
Yes, okay. Most of my songs are playful or wannabe. Playful.
That's good. Cool. So, if we were to find your MP3 player today, would we find any embarrassing songs on it?
Probably. I think we all have them, and there's no point in hiding that side of ourselves.
Alright, so which one would it be?
Which one would it be? Actually, what am I listening to these days? I have an Ed Sheeran song, and I'm really not an Ed Sheeran kind of person. But
okay.
I don't think that's embarrassing, though.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, right now, I wouldn't call that embarrassing.
No, you're right. But that's awful to tell. Don't tell Ed Sheeran I said embarrassing.
Like if you had said Justin Bieber, yeah, okay, that would be embarrassing.
No, I don't have him, no. But I do know most of Backstreet Boys songs by heart.
So oh, wow, okay, that's embarrassing. Okay, cool. Where would you most like to perform? If you had a chance to perform anywhere, where would you like to perform?
You mean any country or place? Or
any country, any festival, whatever.
I'd love to perform maybe I know it's not a very kind of, it's not great, it wouldn't be great for my music, but maybe New York, well, the Blue Note would be too much, but a small theater in New York would be fantastic.
Great, okay. So maybe Café Roi, because I've headlined there, so we could get you there and you could open
Why
for me.
Why not?
That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be
fantastic.
Cool. And who would you most like to open for, if you had a chance to open for any top artist in the world?
Right now, Arcade Fire. I love them.
Really?
I think they're amazing. I saw them in London and I just love them.
So you have a very eclectic mix of artists that you like, don't you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it depends on the time of the year and time of the day. But yeah, no, I would say the first thing that came to mind was Arcade Fire.
Okay, cool. If you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
I would be a very efficient producer. Film producer.
Film producer. Okay, that sounds good. And do you play any instruments?
I play the piano and a bit of guitar and ukulele, but just for my delight.
Okay, so in the band, you don't really play anything?
No, not live. I've done some gigs on my own playing the keyboard, but I don't want to torture people, so I thought I'd get someone who's better.
Okay. If you could dabble in any other genre of music, what would it be? I know you do a lot of different genres, but any particular genre that you've never done but you would like to?
I'd like to do folk, like traditional folk songs. By that I don't mean just American folk, but
okay.
Any kind of, for example, Italian popular music. I'd love to kind of try it because I think for a singer it's a very interesting repertoire.
Like traditional Italian?
Yes.
Opera and that kind of thing?
Not really opera, more Neapolitan songs,
okay.
Kind of when they kind of moved from opera into songs that, you know,
got it.
For a wider audience, so songs that, you know, the big ones have recorded them, Caruso has recorded them, and so I think southern Italian kind of music.
Cool. Which part of Italy are you from?
Milan.
From Milan, okay, cool. And what genre of music you can't stand to listen to, you know, you just hate?
Heavy metal.
Oh, okay, but you know we've got loads of heavy metal bands signed to us, they're not going to be very happy right now.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. When it's too loud, it's off-putting. But actually, having said that, I went to see like a night of with five bands, and the last one was really, really heavy. I was in the front row, so I could hear it really well. But the singer, they were so good that I was thrilled. So
cool. You know, we had a band with us on the tour this time from Costa Rica. And the band was called Nagma, very close friends of mine now. And they used to be a metal band, but because of, you know, a lot of venues not liking metal, or just because it's got that preconceived notion of being just, you know, thrash metal. So they've now tried to change it to be called hard rock. But if you listen to these musicians, they're just fantastic. You know, the drummers, the bass players, the technique they have is just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So Yeah, so I'm kind of opening up to these metal bands, not necessarily for their songs, but mainly for their musicianship and their technique and stuff like that. So, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'll check them out. Thanks for.
Yeah, you should. You should. I'll let them know that I was talking about them on this radio show. They'll be very happy. So, Cecilia, have you got any hidden talents that we don't know about?
Well, I'm very good with languages. I don't know if that's a hidden talent.
Oh, that is, yeah. Like, how many languages can you speak?
Well, four. That's not a very impressive number, though. I thought I could say but I'm... Well, I think I could if I wanted no more. But actually, more than that, I'm very good at water skiing.
Okay, cool.
Is that a hidden talent?
Maybe. I don't. I wouldn't call that. Like, being a dog whisperer would be a hidden talent, like me.
No, I don't have any. I'm sorry.
But being a carpenter, you know, that would be a hidden talent. Like, water skiing? Water skiing is not a hidden talent.
Okay. I'm going to start working on that.
Cool. So what talents? You said, what languages, sorry, what languages do you speak? You said four languages, so one would be Italian, obviously, and English.
Italian, English, Spanish, and French.
Okay, when are you going to add Portuguese? Because I'm Portuguese.
It will be next.
Oh, perfect. The next interview will be in Portuguese.
Okay, let me write that down. Cool. Yeah, no, I think I'm good at Spanish now, so once it gets even better, I think I can start Portuguese.
I got tools in my pocket for you and I to rule the world. Come on, rule with me. I got tools in my pocket for you and I to rule the world. Come on, rule with me. I got connections in Malibu. I got yacht girls. Wait. I got runway legs and I'm swift on the hips. I got tools in my pocket for you and I rule the world. Come on, rule with me. I got tools in my pocket for you and I rule the world. Come on, rule with me. I got attitude for two. Don't you worry about me and you. I got a malt scotch in my hand and a contract in the other. Yes, I got tools in my pocket for you and I to rule the world. Come on, rule with me. I got tools in my pocket for you and I. I got a plate full of dates. Call my name in Dubai. I got a special pass. Play 21 down under. I got a cell phone. I got a cell phone in Shanghai. I got tools in my pocket for you and
So, Cecilia, what can we expect from you in the future, or in the near future?
Well, what I'm working on is trying to get my live shows much more than just a gig. I would like, because of my background, I would like them to be a kind of almost a theatrical experience. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a musical or, you know, people just jumping around. But I would really love to make them, to kind of put some of those elements of theater and of live performance into the gig kind of structure. That's, so that's what I'm working towards.
That's very interesting. We'd love to see that. So you have to let us know when you start doing that and adding more theatrical elements into your show. We can't wait to see that. With a punk song, of course.
Absolutely, of course. I'm just
going to
write only punk songs for them.
Cool. Okay, so Cecilia, before you say goodbye to us, could you tell all your fans where they can find your music, your official website, whatever you want them to know?
Absolutely. So my website is ceciliag.co.uk, but I'm also on Facebook. The name is The Cecilia G, because there was another Cecilia G for some reason.
Okay.
So it's The Cecilia G on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then you find me on SoundCloud as well. I've just released a second music videos on Vevo. So if you put Cecilia G Vevo, you will find it.
Fantastic.
It was a lot of fun. So
great. Cecilia, it was wonderful talking to you, and we hope to have you back on the show very soon.
Would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cecilia. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was our show for today. And don't forget, next week, same time, same channel, we're going to have another fantastic artist joining me in the studio, and it'll be none other than Sarantos, the pop rock artist from Chicago. Some new artists that we're featuring on next week's episode, which will be episode 3. So this is Oliver Sean signing out. Don't forget, check out the show on WOAFM99.com. And if you're an artist, you can submit your music from WOARecords.com or WOAFM99.com and various other music sites like Reverb Nation, Music X-Ray, Audio Rocket, and many others. This is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great week.